Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Welcome to part 2 of our conversation with Pete Casalotto about our spiritual immune system. I guess my question to that would be, why do they have to follow your request?
They don't. But I'm thinking, this is how we look at it. When we go into an investigation, we treat that spirit like they're human still.
Okay.
If you go in with love and respect,
yeah,
and you treat the spirit with that respect that it deserves, then I'm guessing 9 times out, because you've got to remember too that spirits don't have to do anything. They don't have to interact with us. They don't have to do anything that they don't want to. They choose to interact with humans. They don't have to, but if you're polite and go in with kindness and love,
yeah,
of course they're going to interact with you and they do respect your wishes. Like doing this, well, not nearly 3 years now, never had a bad experience in my home. I have an autistic son,
yeah,
that I look after, and he's never experienced anything bad. Nothing's ever followed us home. I'm waiting for the day that something negative decides to attach itself, because I've got things in place to deal with that. Mm-hmm. But I think if you wear talismans and things that protect you, like I wear an evil eye and a hamster charm, basically just to push out that bad energy and bring in good energy, and I've never had a problem since. But yeah, with that question there, for sure, if they want to follow you or attach to you, they're going to do that no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when negative spirits attach to you, it's when you're at your lowest, when you're down and you're depressed and bad things are happening in your life, when you're at your lowest, they will attach. But if you try, especially within the paranormal field, if you try and keep positive and have that positive energy, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to have a problem with attachments.
It's almost, you know, it's like the grip that it can have on you. If you're in a very positive state, you have positive things going on in your life, you're not in a depressive state or something like that, it almost makes you kind of like slippery to the ghost. It's hard to hold on to that. But if you're in a very dark place, which many people can be for no fault of their own, then they can grip onto you. It's like that the grease is not there anymore that would just kind of make them go away or slide off. It's much easier for them to attach. Is that accurate?
Oh, that's 100% accurate. You got to have a look at it too. When you're at your lowest, you're not, I guess you're not prepared to fight. You're not prepared to, like, you want to be by yourself. You're very closed in, and negative spirits really attach themselves to you like that. You got to look at it that when you're at your lowest and you're not prepared to fight, you're not willing to step out of that and really fight for what you believe and protect yourself. When you're negative and you're down low and, like you said, not through any fault of your own, certain things happen in life, like family members passing on and stuff like that drag you down and you feel that pain. I can tell you a story. A friend of mine that is another paranormal investigator, and I think it's a beautiful sentiment, is that in her belief, that in her religion and her belief, that when a loved one passes on, the loved one has 30 days to comfort their loved ones and try and bring them back up to understand that everything is good. You know, we've moved on. It's an unfortunate thing, but we're there to help you adapt to your life, you know, without us. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because when someone passes away, you do get very negative and you get very sad, and it's a horrible time in life. And when negative things, and you look, when you go to a cemetery or a place like that where you lay that loved one to rest, I can guarantee you there's probably negative spirits there that are trying to attach to you at your lowest time in life, you know. So by trying to keep a positive frame of mind and with having a belief like that, and this investigator is one of my closest friends, and she's – it brings people back up. Like, we had a friend here in Australia, a very close friend. His father passed away, not through any fault of his own. And – he was very negative, but he felt that his father was still there. So with him, trying to guide him and help him along, he had that feel of everything's going to be okay. So if we pick ourselves up and really try and focus on that positive side of life, you know, by thinking, okay, it's sad, they've moved on, and it's a really hard thing to do. We've not got to let, especially paranormal investigators that do this and intentionally bring those bad things towards us, if we try and keep that positive feel and positive energy, we're not going to suffer as much, you know. We're not going to get down. And sometimes, like everyone else, I get depressed sometimes. Sure. But it's about trying to keep that positivity and trying to keep that negativity away from us. And I think it's a very important thing.
It's something that I would almost call it like our spiritual immune system. You know, we have it with health, you know, and you eat a bunch of shit, you know, and you're not healthy, your immune system is not going to be working the greatest. It's what you put in and you know, what then comes out, and you will be much more susceptible to disease and things of that nature if you're not taking care of your body. It's the same with mental health. If you don't take care of yourself mentally and spiritually, you are going to be much more susceptible then to something negative or something latching onto you, as opposed to if you are trying to keep that in check, even through some of those insanely difficult times.
Yeah. Look, I do private investigations where, outside of YouTubes and Paraflex and Ghostflex and all the things that we do for YouTube, in a public sense, we also do private investigations where if people have experienced tremendous loss and they're starting to get things that they don't understand happening to them in their homes, it's a really interesting way to look at things, is when you go in and do investigations, it's not for YouTube, not for streaming services, to try and help these people understand what's happening to them, to the point where we'll go in and do an investigation and try and gather that evidence, where I can take up to 10 months to do a private home investigation outside of what I do online, where we even break it down to the point where we look at a person's mental health, we look at their situation, family living situation. We have to look at every aspect of that person's life before we even get in and do an investigation. Now, when we do these private investigations for people, once we've cleared all those things, and it's really hard to go through a person's medical history and say, hey, hang on, I think you need help, if it is a mental issue, because a lot of people want it to be paranormal. they don't want to believe that they have mental problems or stuff like that. And it's something that we take a lot of time to do outside of what we do online.
Yeah.
But to do these investigations and try and help people, there's a lot of different aspects we have to do. We go in and do a preliminary investigation where we'll go up and set up our devices. Because one of the best pieces of equipment for me personally is a voice recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's very hard to doctrine a voice recorder. Now, you go up and grab that evidence, and we've been to the point where we've gathered evidence and had to take it to the church. Evidence to the archdiocese, basically, here, this is what we're presenting to you, this is what's happening in the home, this is their mental state, looking at all these aspects to try and eliminate everything that can be rationally explained to the point where it could be paranormal. You know, once we get to that point, we pass on the information to the church, and then they take over the investigation. So with the paranormal, and when people do get low and talking about that point about your mental psyche and your immune system, and it's something that has to be looked at and taken care of as much as your normal health, normal everyday life. You need to, especially for paranormal investigators that deal with this and people that don't understand what we do, you really have to take a deep look at yourself and really make sure you're at 100% before even engaging in the paranormal. And I think that's very important. You made a really good point about looking after your mental health there, as well as your spiritual health, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly one of those things that would have an impact. Let me ask you this. When you compare investigating something for broadcast, something that you're putting together for YouTube or one of the streaming services, versus a private thing that you're not doing for broadcast, this is all private, the information remains between you and the client, where personally do you find that you have the most compelling experiences?
It's a bit of both, to tell you the truth, mm-hmm. To be honest with you, Tony. I think it's a bit of both, mate. When you find a location that has, especially for broadcast, when you find a location that has bad things happen, and it's not only the property itself, it could be the land underneath, but say for example a place has had murders committed in it, or something very tragic has happened in that place, you can get some really amazing spirit interaction and things happen to you on investigations like that. With the private stuff that's not for broadcast to help people, it's more in depth.
Sure.
And what I mean by in depth, there's a lot of research you have to do. Like one investigation I did with a close friend of mine, that's another paranormal investigator that does this. I spent 10 hours listening to voice recordings, pure voice recordings, 10 hours straight, solid. And then there's the research on the land with the ley lines, the research with the property itself. And then on top of that, there's so much you have to do. You're talking with that person to allow you access to mental health records, their experiences of what may have happened to them in their past, talking to family members, and then on top of that, you've got to look at their spiritual, what they believe in, if they've had any interaction with anything bad in the past. So there's a big difference between what we do for broadcast to what we do privately for people.
Sure.
Private investigations a lot more drawn out. It's you really have to delve into that person's life, and there's a lot of things you have to actually rule out before you even proceed with investigation to gather the evidence that might be needed to take further. Where with an investigation for broadcast, it's completely different. I do all our research for location hunting for YouTube and the streaming services that we're with. And Dan does the editing side of things. Now I'll find out a place that may be haunted or might be experiencing it. It could be a heritage listed home. It could be a train station. It could be anything. There's a lot of a pub or a hotel, and we'll go in and I'll talk over a period of time. I'll talk to like 2 week period. I'll interact with the owner, find out what's going on there, what the experiences have been. Find out, like, for example, if it's a hotel, the most haunted room, where the activity is, then we'll go in and stay in a hotel overnight to really experience what's happening in that place. We'll set up static cams, we'll do experiments, because we use dowsing rods too. Love dowsing rods. Some of the interaction we've got from them has been amazing. We even do what they call a phone experiment, where we'll set up in a haunted area, we'll set up a phone, and we'll call either my phone or Dan's phone, and we'll be out of a room, and we'll have interaction, try and have a conversation with whatever spirit's there. So with a private home investigation to something that we broadcast, it's a completely different animal. You know, it's a different entity completely. For entertainment purposes, we try and gather that evidence. We try and prove to people, hey, look, this is what we've caught. Where with a private home investigation, it's more trying to help that person, trying to help get rid of maybe what they're encountering or help them move on from something. It's more of a private thing. So there is a big difference compared from broadcast to private.
Sure. Sure, of course. Let me ask you this. This is kind of just an interesting, another opinion-based question. How often do you think the environment when investigating it messes with our minds or our sense of what's going on there, good or bad? And almost, you know, our instinctual abilities are telling us, for example, the house that you were saying, you know, was starting to get grown over, you know, bushes were, you know, it was starting to have nature come back in, but you felt very negative there. Does sometimes those environments just kind of create an illusion in our minds of something being very dark and scary because our minds are telling us in the background, this is a dangerous area. This is not a structurally sound place. Get out. Versus it being something truly dark. Or have you been in places where this is spooky as hell, but you feel a positive nature to it versus negative?
Oh, 100%. Like, I can tell you now, if a place is haunted, mm-hmm. it's going to be haunted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, I've done investigations in the middle of the day and felt absolutely terrified of what's happening there. But I've also done investigations at night in places that you would think are haunted, but it's not, and you feel comfortable. Your surroundings can play havoc with your mind. Especially, you got to look at it in this way, right? Is that, for example, a lot of investigators will do their investigations at night because at night it's dark. You don't know. Your senses are more heightened, and you look at it thinking, okay, you're in a location, and you've got that mystery about it. You've got completely pitch black dark. You're walking around in a place you don't know. So that situation, being night, it fills your head full of fear. You don't know what to expect. Where if you do an investigation, say in a cemetery or a graveyard, mm-hmm. in the middle of the day, and you get the same interaction, you know, for example, you get heaps of EVPs at night in a really haunted place, scary, then you get the exact same interaction in the middle of the day in a cemetery. Now, you look at it, that nighttime investigation in a really scary place is going to terrify you. But if you're getting the same interaction in a cemetery in the middle of the day, you're not so scared. We as humans, when we don't understand something or we can't see something, especially with nighttime and in eerie places, that plays a big part on your fear. Now, you've got to really look at that as, yes, 100% I agree with you. A location or a place can terrify you, can heighten that experience. So I guess as investigators, especially myself and Dan, we'll do investigations and lives for YouTube and stuff like that in places in the middle of the day, but we get that interaction. You know, you get that interaction. If you can avoid that fear if you can push that fear out of your place and do something in the daytime, your evidence, you're going to be more open to that evidence, where you're not relying on your fear and relying on that scare to think, oh, okay, that was awesome. Because when you do that nighttime investigation in a really scary place, is everything inside you is heightened. So every little sound, every little knock, whether it be paranormal or not, is going to get you. You're going to go, oh, what was that? What was that? You know? So you've got to, like, for me, I love doing investigations in the daytime. Because you're just cutting that fear out. You're cutting that experience of that heightened emotion, where in the daytime you can do an investigation and you're really relying on the evidence you get because you haven't got that fear. So to that question, 100%, mate, I agree 100%. A place can really, and day or night, it can change an investigation 100%.
Sure. There's so many things I'd love to talk about. We're running to the end of time. So obviously you're one of my guests that I have on, and I go, I have to have them back on because we could talk about this forever. But I want to talk about one more thing that you had brought up earlier in the conversation. And that was when you had your first child and you go home for the night and you're kind of, you know, relaxing, or you want to relax. I remember doing the exact same thing when I had my first child and only child. And, you know, my wife at the time was in the hospital, and I'm just trying to relax. I didn't have what you had happened, though. I poured a glass of wine and went to bed. But you, it sounds like you had the cupboards doors opening and slamming, lights going on and off. When you look at this now, after that experience, what the hell do you think was going on?
For me personally, I think it was, now I did a bit of research on that place I lived in. It was one of the first original places on the Sunshine Coast where I lived in the early 1800s. Now it used to be a barn, and they converted it into a house. Now, see, the thing is that we don't know what happened because the history on that land is unclear. So looking at it, and there was a very sad thing that happened on the Sunshine Coast back when it was being settled, especially with the Aboriginals that were on that land further up, a little bit up the coastline. So I'm guessing, for me personally, and with the research I've done, something bad has obviously happened on that land. Now, I've gone back to that place and I've asked people that been living there over the years, have you experienced it? And every one of those people that have been in after I have experienced something not as intense as I experienced, but they've experienced something. Now, I think with that piece of land, I'm pretty sure it's a spirit that's restless that is saying, hey, help me out here, I want out. Every time I've tried to go back to that place to do an investigation, the owners or the people that are living in it, no, we don't want to know. And that's a problem with a lot of people, is that they kind of shut off. They don't, if they can't logically explain it in their mind, they shut off to it. And it's really a sad thing. I think the biggest thing for me is that, this is how I look at it, is that when we're born as children, our minds are very open, and all our minds want to do is absorb everything around us. This is why kids see spirit. They see interaction because they're like, oh, look, there's granddad standing there in the corner, and the mother's like, well, what's going on? And as we get older, our mind closes off. And I think that's a problem with a lot of people, is that they let their mind close off and they don't accept what is. And then as we move on through life, our mind's close to experiences. Closer to death, our mind starts opening again, to the point where you'll have people lying in there on their deathbed in hospital, and they see a family member or a friend or something coming to say to them, it's okay, it's time to move on. So I think with us as human beings, is that we need to start opening our minds a little bit to the paranormal, to seeing things. Like, we only use 10% of our brains. Imagine what that other 90% can hold if we open it up.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Pete Cazzolato. A big thank you to him for joining us and sharing his experiences on the program, and thank you to you for supporting our program and keeping us on the air. We cannot do this without you. Until next time, for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.